You know, when I was a kid, our Thanksgiving table was always about telling stories. The adults sat over coffee and they talked about memories and adventures and hunting exploits. A lot of exaggeration ran around that table. They were good storytellers, but I think nobody tells stories like a Southerner. And few Southerners tell them like Pat Conroy. You probably know his books like Prince of Tides, My Losing Season. Well, now he's done a collection of recipes and stories. The Pat Conroy Cookbook, Recipes of My Life. Pat Conroy, welcome.
Nice talking to you, Lynn.
Pat, do you see this book as a collection of stories with recipes or recipes with stories? Is it people or is it food?
You know, I wanted it to be a combination of both. I'd always wanted to do cookbooks, you know, since I first became interested in cooking. That I can cook today is one of the magic parts of my life that I was not expecting. And I grew up in a house with a woman who could not cook, and she is famous for her bad cooking. And the only person I knew that was a worse cook was my grandmother, her mother. And so the loving of food was something that I came to very late. And I wanted to combine my love of story with also the love of great meals that I've enjoyed with my friends over the years.
Well, if you had to pick one person, who put you on that path?
Well, it would have to be my first wife, Barbara. She went to law school at Emory in Atlanta and told me that I was going to be responsible for the evening meal each night because she would be at the library. So I cooked nothing then, and I went down to a bookstore, a used bookstore, and mm-hmm. I said, the owner was Cliff Graubart. I said, Cliff, do you have any good cookbooks for sale? And he said, I hear Escoffier is good.
He was one of the great chefs of
one
France.
Well, I'd never heard of it. You know, so I take this cookbook, Escoffier, and I open the first page, and he says, if you did not make good stock, you should not eat. And I had no idea what stock was. So with Monsieur Escoffier leading me by the hand, I made a brown stock, I made a white stock, I made a fish stock, I made a veal stock, and then he allowed me to start cooking.
You were on your way to opening a restaurant, Pat.
And I never heard of this in my life, but he convinced me that you had to do this. And what he was doing was giving me a very basic course in fine food, uh-huh. high cuisine.
Pat, you talk about in the Pat Conroy cookbook that you never really had a home until you were in your early teens. What happened then?
Well, you know, Dad, my father was in the Marine Corps. And when my father was dying, he asked me if I wanted to know where I had lived since I was born. And he had a little notebook. And he took me through, and I found out by the time I got to Beaufort, South Carolina, when I was 15 years old, it was my 23rd move. And because of this, you know, I longed for a home, longed for a place, you know, I could call my own.
Well, did Beaufort become home?
Oh, Beaufort did. I latched onto this place like a barnacle. And I simply called it my hometown from the time I was 15 until today. And I am grateful to this small town on the coast more than any place in the world because it embraced me. It took me in, called me brother, called me townsman, and finally called me native son. Here's how bad it is, Lynn. Three guidebooks came out about Beaufort, South Carolina in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
In all three of them, I was listed as a native.
A man who moved 23 times before he was 15 years old, and you're a native of Beaufort.
And I just loved it. I did nothing to correct it. I just adored that fact.
Oh, Pat, thank you. Thank you very much, and a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. Lots of love.
Take care.